All right. Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to the Bonner Breakdown. We are so glad to have you with us today. We wanted to start off our show by saying thank you to a couple of our sponsors. Of course, Bonner Community Housing Agency has been just a phenomenal sponsor for us, helping us make this show happen. We also want to say thank you to Ting. You know, Ting is by far the best internet in town. It's the fastest. You can check your address at ting.com/Sandpoint. And if it's not in your area yet, you can pre-order Ting today and get a $200 discount when they go to install that. We can also help you. Ting can help you break free from monthly contracts, constantly being tied in. They're no nonsense. Pay for the services you get, and they're extremely fast, reliable internet service. So go to ting.com/Sandpoint. So we are going to jump into this episode, episode 23 with Come Together North Idaho. I have Leo Hunsicker with me. So with that, we're going to get over here right to Leo. Leo, thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, awesome. So how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, actually. After this interview's over, I'm going to go sit in the sun and do some paperwork because it's beautiful.
It is. It's really nice. You're absolutely right. So, Leo, we always start every episode off with the good report. So do you have anything, any highlights, anything positive that you want to share that's a good report?
I do. Actually, this morning, I was really happy. I went on to my Facebook and found this article, and it says now New York City, who's had the most cases of coronavirus, they are now more people are leaving the hospitals than are entering the hospitals.
Come on. That is such
with all
good
of
news,
our work,
right?
We're flattening the curve.
Yep. Yep, that's so great. Yeah, and it's a challenge, right? Because we don't know we don't know what's going to happen here. We don't know what the curve is, but we know that, hey, it's not going to always go up. We can start seeing it go down. That is a good report. You know, my good report was the people who are working overtime to make masks. And the gals who got out their sewing machines and are, I had to pick up some stuff at Walmart and the fabric section was looking pretty thin. So I think that people were buying up a lot of fabric to make masks. And so my kudos goes out to all those people who are helping out, not only healthcare workers, but we are going to be getting people who, for whatever reason, have that, or they're going to go out at all now. We're required. They want us to wear, not require, but they want us to wear those masks.
Yeah.
So kudos to those people that are making them. And that's an exciting time. It's a good thing. So with that, we just say cheers to the good report. Leo, Ting, all right. Ooh. Boy, that was so good. I actually started spilling it all over myself. You know, it's when the good report cheers happens that things get a little crazy, a little out of hand. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah. So, I saw you, very active on social media, like putting together, posting things, looking for resources and just going hard after making the connections that oftentimes are difficult to make. And so I was watching this and applauding it going, okay, this is really good. I really like what's happening here. And I figured we'd take some time to kind of highlight what you're doing. I got to figure out what's happening with my camera, but highlight what you're doing because it's really exciting. So Leo, will you tell us a little bit about yourself, kind of your background and where you came from, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. So I was actually born and raised here in Sandpoint, Idaho. We started off as a little dairy farm, and then we got sheep and now we do pigs. But growing up, it was, you know, my parents, shout out to Leo and Kathy Hunsicker.
Okay.
They really taught me at a very young age the value of hard work and the value of connecting people and helping people that are less fortunate than I am. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up, I went to college for a little bit. College wasn't my thing. So I ended up moving to a bigger city. because I thought I would like it. Well, 2 years, 3 years later, I'm back home. Because the community in a bigger city is not the same as it is in Seattle.
Right. You know? Right.
And I've worked with a lot of nonprofits. I've been president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. I grew up in 4-H.
Okay.
So big thing about that. And then I was the fair king for Bonner County Fairgrounds for a year.
That's fun.
So it's just awesome that it seems like, you know, for a while there, I was like, okay, why am I going through all this? Why am I working on the boards? Why did I grow up in 4-H with, you know, regular meetings and stuff? And now it's just like, bam, this is exactly why.
Yeah, that's awesome. Grew up that way. That's so great. You know, and I'm super appreciative of people who go away and then they come back because of their roots. Right. Mm-hmm. And whether it's the lifestyle or all those other things that we go, oh, man, I really love this about being in Sandpoint or North Idaho. But to make that shift and come back and then invest in the community, I think that's great. So tell me a little bit about how you came across this nonprofit, or did you start this nonprofit with a group of people? What was the process?
So it started off with, I was just kind of sitting there one day, you know, right at the very beginning of when this pandemic started happening. Mm-hmm. And, I was just like, you know, there's so many resources in Sandpoint. There's so many nonprofits, you know, I battled back and forth with, do I want to pursue this? Do I not want to pursue it? Mm-hmm. But that's kind of where I laid the foundation. I am the founder of the group.
Okay.
And kind of the foundation was that, you know, we don't want to be a organization that says no. You know, we want to be able to say yes, whether it be you need help with, you know, utility assistance, you need help with groceries. Mm-hmm. You know, so it came about as just an idea that I had. It's been so amazing. In the past 2.5 weeks, we've already got 2,070 members on our Facebook page.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
And I've been doing a lot of things like this, and it's like so many people are contacting me going, you know, we like this, we want to be a part of it. And so it was just really kind of came on a whim. Mm-hmm. I was expecting it to be like something little, like maybe 200 to 300 people in the group, and then all of a sudden it's like, bam, you need to be a nonprofit. So I assembled a board, we did our bylaws, we got everything in check. So yeah, it's the board is wonderful, and everybody in the board shares the same vision.
Come on, that's great.
That's great.
So, who are some of the people that you've got on your board?
So I've got my mother, Kathy. She is our secretary and treasurer.
Okay, cool.
I've got Katie Smith, who is our vice president. I've got Aaron, who is our donation specialist. I've got Crystal, who is our Athol Rathdrum representative.
Okay.
I've got Katie Claiborne, who is my sister, so I can brag about her.
That's awesome.
She is the Post Falls Hayden rep right now. And then I've got Michelle Ziarnik, who is my Bonner's Ferry rep.
That's awesome. So I really wanted to dig in a little bit with you about the vision of this group. Because you've got a Facebook page, and then you have an activities group, and we can talk about how you kind of have things laid out. But I really wanted to hear what the vision, like what prompted it, and what really was the thing that's driving this this movement that you've started with Come Together North Idaho.
Just like I said, I was taught from a very young age to have a servant heart, and that's kind of been, you know, the driving force for me personally. I went through a rough couple years, and was admitted to a couple mental health hospitals.
Okay.
And So after that, it was just, you know, trying to find a purpose in life.
Yeah.
And this thing started happening, you know, and our motto is we aim to help the unfortunates, connect our community, and inspire the world. You know, so we don't just want to be a little group here in Sandpoint. You know, I've had people contact me from Seattle, from Utah, from all these other places. And, you know, that's one big part of our platform is inspiring others to do what we're doing, because we're always, you know, stronger together.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what's amazing is so often I think we don't value the power of some of our trials, right? Like, so we go through really hard times sometimes and we despise those things. We don't like those things. And yet oftentimes what comes out of that is something very beautiful that we would never have probably even looked for without those trials. So you'll get to, as you get to know me, I'm a silver lining guy. I'm always
Oh
looking
yeah,
for,
same here.
I'm always looking for the positive. And so that's a really beautiful story. I think that when we look at other people and serving other people and helping other people out, it usually makes such a huge impact on people because of where we have been and what we've experienced. So that's super appreciated. So you start tell us some of the functional aspects of what you do then. So what are some of the basics of Come Together North Idaho's kind of function?
So we have two parts of our organization. The first part is our Facebook group. On our Facebook group, we post like events, we encourage others to post what they need and others to be inspired to help fulfill that need. So that's one part of our organization. The other part is as we grow, currently with COVID-19 going on, we do things such as grocery shopping for seniors and immunocompromised. We put together food boxes, hygiene kits. We help connect people. Like I had somebody who is behind on their rent, and so we help connect them to a resource. But as we grow, we're looking for, oh, and we're doing actually tomorrow, I've got a friend who is making 50 tamale meals, and we're going to be distributing those to seniors and to
Yeah, I saw
inclusion.
that.
Yeah, to
Yeah, that's
inclusion
great.
that helps out with adults with disabilities. But going forward, as we build our organization, we are looking at, getting an office space and having things run directly out of the office space, so there's a central location for people to meet up. And we want to do things such as gas cards, grocery cards, rent assistance, utility assistance,
Okay.
medical bill assistance,
All right.
medicinal assistance, transportation to and from medical appointments, grocery shopping, or any other appointments. So pretty much what we want to do and what our vision is that we want to be able to see a community member that's in need and be able to fill that need, whatever it may be.
Come on, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I think that you've got, we have so many nonprofits, right, in the Sandpoint area. I think what last I heard, over 290 or something like that. So, we have a lot of people who are investing time, energy, and money into different arenas. And one thing I was going to say that I think is a real benefit to what you're doing is that you have, you're very lean and streamlined, can do a multiplicity of different things that real structured organizations might not be able to do. I think that gives you a little bit more flexibility maybe in how you meet a need. So that seemed like it was I was looking at the benefits of okay, I got a request on Facebook for somebody that needs something. Take us through the process, right? So somebody reaches out, what do you guys how do you guys figure out what you're going to do.
So we have a lot of so far I've got quite a few connections in the community. So right now, like I have somebody, my sister who is in Post Falls, we have a storage facility that was donated to us.
Oh, come
She's like,
on.
hey, I've got somebody. She's like, hey, I got somebody that needs diapers and wipes. Do we have it? And so they connect with their local representative. The representative connects with me. And then we find, whatever product. And like I tell people that are wanting to donate, even if you think it's something that somebody doesn't need, I'm sure can find somebody. Like
Right.
I had somebody post that they needed a vacuum. It's not that any
Right.
donation's going to go to waste.
Cool.
And then we also are very close with, it's another local startup nonprofit called Northwest Mobile Food Pantry.
Okay.
So we do a lot of people that connect with us that are like, hey, we need food boxes, we need this as far as food goes. We contact Northwest Mobile Food Pantry, and Northwest Mobile Food Pantry actually does door delivery,
Okay.
which is really cool.
Wow, that's awesome. And so what kind of area does they do they cover? Like, is it all of the North Idaho or what's their kind of region?
They cover Sandpoint.
Oh, okay, great.
We cover Bonner, Boundary, and Kootenai County.
Okay.
But they have been very helpful with, like, I had a lady that in Post Falls had no food, and I just shot the president a message and was like, hey, this is what the situation is. And she's like, no problem, we'll put together a food box.
Come on,
But
that's
they
great.
are centrally located in Sandpoint and servicing Sandpoint, so.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. So, and I will put some links for them in the show notes afterwards. That's great. When you're when you look at getting the different requests and looking at fulfilling those, you mentioned that you're kind of expanding your network and working with different people. How have you found that cooperative those cooperative efforts going? Like how have you found that working?
I found it works really good. There's so many organizations in Sandpoint that have, reached out to me. I've reached out to them, and one of our, in our mission statement, it's part of it is connect our community, and so that's as we drive that mission statement, and contact these local nonprofits or businesses or whatever it may be, we drive that part of it that we're not just here to help people, we're also here to connect the community and connect our
Right.
resources.
That's great. That's awesome. What about the faith community? Have you had any contact with the faith community that's doing different stuff, been able to partner with any churches or anything like that?
I have contacted quite a few churches. They're all so excited that this is happening. And with COVID-19 going on, a lot of stuff is restricted. I've got a lot of businesses that are like, we want to donate, but wait till after COVID-19's over. So we are in
Sure.
contact, and they know that we exist. So they're able to, if people from their, faith organization need something, they can reach out to us.
That's
And
awesome.
it's, as far as a faith organization goes, I do want to say thank you to Rick Ballard, who's the stake president of the LDS Church up here. He's been so nice and has allowed us to use his parking lot as donation drop-off and pick-off
Come on, that's
locations.
awesome. That's great.
So
Good.
there's
Yeah.
a lot of faith communities out there that are really trying to connect with us. And like I told you at the beginning of the show,
Yeah.
we don't promote religion or political
Politics. Yeah.
politics.
Yeah.
But people like one politician, Sage Dixon, has been so wonderful. I got to meet him, and when we did our food drive, he donated a lot of food for our food drive.
Come on.
So
Yeah.
even though we don't, endorse them, there are those people out there that we connect with
Yeah, that are
because we're
getting.
stronger together as a community.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. When you look at this COVID-19 crisis, what are you seeing as being the biggest needs that you're running across online and that you're kind of advocating for through either your group or your actual services? What are some of the big needs that you're seeing right now?
Toilet paper.
Okay, now listen up, hoarders. Listen up.
we actually got
Donate
donated.
some rolls.
We actually got donated a case of toilet paper there. So we've got a supply started.
Wow, that's so great.
People are looking for a lot of like wipes and diapers, food, housing. I've had quite a few
Okay.
people connect to me with housing. A beautiful story that I'd like to share is that
Yeah, that'd be great.
my Bonner's Ferry rep, her name is Michelle. She contacted me and was like, hey, there's this guy in Bonner's Ferry that is behind on rent by 2 months and has no food in his pantry. What can we do? So we put together a food box and we gave it to her and sent her on her way. Well, she got there and gave the man a food box. Gosh, and this almost takes me to tears.
Yeah, come on.
And even though this guy had like nothing, he took his time to dress up a little teddy bear and get it to our organization. So now we have a mascot.
Oh, come on. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Wow. You know, it's really powerful when people who are in need get their needs met, and you just, they, people usually say thank you with whatever they can.
Yeah.
Say thank you with. That's beautiful. When you look at the future post COVID-19, and you look at some of the things that you want to accomplish down the road, what do you see really happening as we come out of this kind of season of high stress, high crisis moment for the nation? When we kind of come out of this, what do you see as being some of the biggest places then challenges and places you want to get into and do?
Well, like I said, we really want to focus on community assistance. You know, me personally, I was homeless for 2 years. Mm. So I know how important, you know, a $15 gas card is, or, yeah, you know, a little bit of clothing. So just, you know, post COVID-19, we just want to take this to the moon. You know, we want to be able to be a resource, you know, for all of the inland Northwest, you know, for Bonner, Boundary, and Kootenai County. Mm-hmm. And we want to be able to, you know, like I said, in our mission statement, inspire people to give what they can, inspire people to spread our message, inspire people to donate to our cause.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's big shout out to my Maker Point Studios. They brought us on under their nonprofit. So we were able to be a technical nonprofit till we, our paperwork came.
Right. That's awesome.
But I'm actually meeting up with somebody on the 13th to look at an office space that they're going to donate to us. So there's, you know, in the works, I've got a bunch of ideas in my head.
Of course. Yeah.
And my board's going to kill me for sharing them. But like, when we get this office space, you know, I want to do something like a little food pantry for people, a little clothing pantry for people. So people can come in and be like, hey, I need this. And we can walk them around. You know, there's always going to be people that are struggling, you know, it's just a yeah. part of life. And yeah. if we can be there to ease that burden and to, you know, build them up, you know, as we tell people, we're not looking for a handout. We're looking for a hand up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we just, as we grow, that's our big, big portion of our organization, is just to make sure that, you know, no community member goes hungry. No community member can't go to their doctor because they don't mm-hmm. have money. No, you know, we just want to take care of our community because it's yeah. a beautiful community, and we band together in the, you know, most tribulous times and yeah. get through it together.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So I wonder about, as you look forward towards seeing some of those things happen, if somebody's interested in getting involved, they want to help out in some way, you know, what do you recommend they do?
So there is a wonderful network here in Sandpoint, the Sandpoint Community Resource Center.
Mm-hmm.
They have what's called the volunteer portal, mm-hmm. where you can go on and you put your information in. And then as a nonprofit organization, I can go in there and post, hey, we're doing a food drive. I need so many volunteers. And people can click on that. And then I get an email that says, hey, you have a volunteer that's interested. So that I would, and so I would say that would be probably the first resource I'd try and get people to, is to sign up for that network.
Yeah, the Volunteer Connect, I think it's called.
Yeah, yep. I believe, yeah, Volunteer Connect. And also, as we grow, our board is going to also start expanding. I hope to get to a board where, you know, I'm not having to do all the work.
Right.
And, right. you know, with what's happened, you know, my board has been very supportive. When I took my 2 days off, my vice president stepped up to the plate, you know, but when we do things like events, you know, we plan on doing some events in the future, you know, it would be nice to have like an event specialist on board, mm-hmm. that's what they focus on, you know, and just like with what Erin does with the donations, that's her specific job, you know? And, so if people are interested in joining the board, all they have to do is send me an email saying, hey, I'm interested in joining the board. Mm-hmm. And then at our board meeting, we'll vote them in. But those are the two, I would say, the two biggest ways that people want to, you know, contribute further cool. than just post online. You know, they That's can great. Use those two resources.
Awesome. Awesome. As you look at developing more capacity, obviously you talked about like a space that you could put an office in. How are you navigating and working out like rides and transportation stuff right now? What are you doing for that?
Right now, because of COVID-19, we don't give rides to people just okay. because it doesn't follow the 6 feet apart rule, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
And, but you know, like with grocery shopping, what we do is we encourage people to utilize, Yoke, Safeway and Walmart and utilize their grocery pickup. Mm-hmm. And we just pull up and we say, hey, mm-hmm. we're here to pick up so-and-so's groceries. And then we drop them off at their door, you That's know, just awesome. To kind of, okay. just to avoid that, you know, human yeah, contact and stay in regulation with what the governor has told us to do. Mm-hmm. But going forward, I hope to have a couple of volunteers that's, you know, specifically what they do is they offer their car, you know, for a ride.
We have, I've worked with the resource center for a lot of years, and one of the two biggest challenges that we run across, generally, number one is housing and number two is transportation, that, you know, and obviously utilities and that kind of stuff, but transportation is always pretty high up there. We are really blessed to get the Sandpoint Pondere Transit, the spot bus going several years ago. I think we really needed that. But the transportation issue is always a big one. BCHA, I'm the executive director at the housing agency, and we have some rental properties out at Trestle Creek. One of them is a transitional home for people who have found themselves homeless and have some form of income. It's like $275 to get their own apartment there.
That's cool.
Yeah, joint living quarters. And so with that, the biggest issue with being in Trestle Creek is transportation. Like, say you got a job, but you don't have a car.
Yeah.
You know, moving out to Trestle Creek makes it a little more difficult, you know, to go. So, I'm always trying to figure out how best to navigate that particular issue because, you know, we have two rooms available right now in the house. I'll just leave that up to you. You know, you can shoot anybody my way who might need some transitional housing. It's $275 a month, and that's a flat fee, no deposits, no anything like that. They can stay up to 2 years. And we do provide a supportive services plan. If they need help with Kinexu, we could do mental health, physical health. We can, you know, get them a social worker that helps walk them through Medicaid, Medicare, all those state programs, all that to help them through that. So that's available, by the way. So
yeah, I actually had a really good friend a couple years ago that was utilizing your guys' transitional housing. She said it was wonderful and everybody was supportive and everybody was nice. So
yeah, that was actually, we took this over about a year ago from the homeless task force, right? Because it was an emergency shelters with the homeless task force. So that's transitioned now to something a little different, but it's, you know, we've worked really well with them and
that's good.
What do you see as being, if you could say, hey, here's one thing I need right now. You mentioned before toilet paper. Is there anything else on the list that you're like, hey, we need, here's some things that we could really use?
Always in need of food. Uh-huh. All of our food that we collect now goes to the Northwest Mobile Food Pantry.
Oh, come on.
So any food, as long as like with packaged meats, as long as it's directly from like Walmart or from Woods or something. Mm-hmm. They can accept that. Also right now we're working on, you know, building up our bank account to be able to provide those services in the future.
Okay.
So we can keep those going. So if any local businesses are interested, we, like I said, we are technically a 501c3. So anything is eligible for a tax write-off.
That's great.
So that would be like the two biggest things is the toiletries. because we're putting together a bunch of care packages. The toilet paper, food of any kind, and then possible donations.
All right. Good, good, good. I think that when we start working together on a level like this, partnering with the Resource Center, faith-based organizations, and we start kind of, I love your flexibility in that, oh yeah, give us food. We're going to give it to these people. I think it's pretty rare for an organization to be like, yeah, we'll take it, but we're going to just give that over here. We're not going to try and control it and manage it. We're just going to be the supply chain, for certain items to get things where they need to be. It seems like your name, that name of Come Together North Idaho, is extremely fitting. How'd you come up with the name?
Inspiration.
Okay, just hit ya.
It just hit me, you know.
Cool.
I'm one of those guys that I follow my gut, you
Okay.
know. And I was literally sitting in my car in Walmart parking lot, and it just hit me, you know. CT and I come together, North Idaho.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's good. Well, do you have any other thoughts or anything that you want to share with the viewers of the show today?
Well, I just want to say thank you to everybody in the community. You know, it's been such a wonderful adventure so far, where we've been able to. I mean, I've met so many wonderful people in our community, I can't even tell you. And then, you know, thank you to, you know, we've gotten a lot of quite a few donations. And I just want to say thanks to Tom and Heidi Hoard, Norma Reed, Ballard Orthodontics, and Santa Ida Corporation. You know, as we grow, all these local businesses are just so biting at the bit to become a part of it, you know. And that's, you know, a big inspiration for me that keeps me going is that, you know, not only are the community members looking at this as something great, but also our local businesses, you know. And I really hope that people become inspired by our message, and whether they can donate, you know, products or money, or whether they can contact me and say, hey, I'm in need of this. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to connect the community, help the unfortunates, and inspire the world.
Come on, that's awesome. That's awesome. So appreciate having you on. I'm gonna have you hang on the line here for just a second. And is there anything else you want to say? Like,
Not that I can think of at this
all
moment.
right. Well, hang on. I'm gonna close this out, and then we'll chat for just a second afterwards. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate having you. Well, with that, we're grateful for Leo coming on the show today. I want to again thank our sponsors, Ting. You can go to ting.com/sandpoint and see if your address is there. One of the things that I've enjoyed is not just reliability, but extremely fast reliability with internet, which is very helpful, especially in an age when many of us are stuck at home trying to get things going. If you have Ting in your area, make sure that you give them a call. If you don't, pre-register. I just want to just say with Bonner Community Housing Agency, obviously this is where we host the show here. We want to make sure that you understand that we are constantly looking for donations and things as well in regards to our transitional housing. Sometimes people need help getting through a month's rent, or we need to do some other things. In any of those situations, we want to be able to provide that for them, and we need your support in that. You can go to bonnerhousing.org for more information. Also, HUD and Idaho housing updates on COVID-19 are available on the site concerning housing as well. And with that, we just say thanks for watching the Bonner Breakdown, and have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you for watching this episode of the Bonner Breakdown. Special thanks to Ting and BCHA for sponsoring this show. For more shows or to be a guest, please visit bonnerbreakdown.com. Have a great day.